with KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The recall election for Montezuma Cortez School Board member Lance McDaniel has been set for February 16. Eligible voters must live within the RE1 school district. Successor candidates wanting to replace McDaniel have until January 8 to submit petitions, according to the county clerk's office. McDaniel's opponents say the recall is warranted because of his social media use, including his public support of progressive political views. Colorado wants to expand a program that exempts some small businesses from COVID restrictions, but public health experts are warning against that. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
It's called the Five-Star Program, and it would allow businesses to reopen for limited in-person service as long as they have safety measures in place. For now, it's only in Mesa County.
I'm concerned about putting it around the rest of the state.
Dr. Mark Johnson with Jefferson County Public Health says economics is sometimes trumping public health.
And we keep saying you're not going to get an economy back until you get control of this disease. And that's a battle that we continue to have.
The state hasn't made a final decision on expanding the program. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Montezuma County Public Health Department reported 40 new coronavirus infections Monday, bringing the county to 560 active cases. That record-breaking number represents nearly 65% of all cases reported since March. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill creating a $37 million relief program for Colorado's small businesses affected by coronavirus restrictions. The funds will be distributed to counties next month. Small businesses will have to apply for the money, which is scheduled to be awarded in early February. The bill is one of eight stimulus measures lawmakers passed this month during a special session. Polis is also signing bills providing tens of millions of dollars for housing, child care, and broadband expansion. This is KSJD News.